T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiya, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday. Woo! For July 13th. I'd make it a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, anytime there is a month starts on a Sunday, you get a Friday the 13th.
How about
good
that?
Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good to know about this. Spending time outdoors is good for your health. From our...
The No Duh.
Yeah, the magazine. No Duh magazine, indeed, yeah. So apparently scientists used data from about 140 studies, and they found that populations with higher levels of green space exposure are more likely to report good overall health. We're talking about lower risk for type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, premature death, premature birth, and increases in sleep duration.
I believe it. You know, foresting. I think it's the difference between like a mouse in a maze or a free-range mouse.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There you go. You know,
pretty good. So go ahead and take a drive in the country. I think Highway 27 through Marion County, going through those horse.
Scoreboard
farms.
Yeah. And I'm not like bragging, but the area that I live in Ocala is a nice. The houses are just on like bigger pieces of property,
right.
And there's a lot of horse farms, and there's a lot of forest.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love driving home.
It's nice.
I do too. Mill Hopper Road for me in Gainesville is one of the prettiest roads. It's a linear two state parks that are on Mill Hopper Road. With windy and the trees arc over the road, it's just gorgeous.
Absolutely. So this one, now we're going to go from that into jumping into the frying pan with this one here.
Let me give them the headline on this one, because this is fascinating to me. Women expect a pricey engagement ring if their partner is ugly.
That's not sugarcoated at all, shall we?
But somebody in Oregon, Western
Oregon.
This was
done by someone super salty.
Yeah. Western Oregon University actually spent time studying this particular
So what they did, they had 590 people in a room, and what they did was they had them look at pictures of people from the opposite sex who had been pre-rated as either attractive or unattractive.
Yeah.
They then told the participants to imagine that person is your partner. Now, for the women, they said for you to pick the smallest engagement ring that you will be willing to settle on if offered by a man. And for the guys, they were just asked to pick a ring for an imaginary girlfriend if they found them attractive or they didn't find them attractive. The results show that men were more willing to buy a large, expensive engagement ring when they imagined themselves proposing to beautiful women. And women expected more expensive rings if they envisioned themselves with an unattractive partner.
Who says you can't buy love, Chris?
Yeah.
So the researchers tend to think in this one here is that men typically use symbols of success to entice more desirable partners. And women are more happy to settle for an ugly partner if it brings them something else to the table, such as the cash.
Money.
Yeah.
What do you think, Kristen?
I think this is so flawed.
I do, too. You know,
I mean, I'm not saying that any one of us are ugly, but someone out there thinks I'm ugly. Someone thinks everybody's ugly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not. It's so subjective.
But didn't Mom always tell you there's always someone for everybody?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And I would love to hear the other side. I would do a study of these people. How many end up in divorce when an ugly guy gives a giant ring to a good-looking woman? How long is this going to last?
Well, that wedding ring covers your divorce bill.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole lot. It just shows you how shallow and that really boils down to gold diggers. It's like, how long can I stay in this marriage until I get half of your stuff?
Wow. You just nailed it. Yeah. Shallow.
Which, by the way, in California, you can be married for 30 seconds and you can lose half your stuff.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's a community property state. So.
All right, be careful.
Be careful for the D word there.
Hey, this is a warning that we got this morning, and this is pretty serious. I know you're hearing this on a podcast, but check your pantry. Do you have any boxes of Honey Smacks cereal? This is Kellogg's Honey Smacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, throw them out because of salmonella. And this is from the Center for Disease Control.
Yeah, an urgent warning coming out for one that kind of they gave about a month ago. But if you have any Honey Smacks
any size box,
you need to get rid of it. They originally said if it was had a best buy date through June 14th of next year. But what they have found is since they made this recall back in June, that 27 more people have been sickened by salmonella, bringing the total to 100 people.
But you can look at the shelf life. The shelf life of this is a year. So there's stuff sitting on people's pantries right now. If you find it, you can return to the store for a refund, but just throw it out.
Yeah, what they do say here is if you do eat anything and then find yourself with fever, diarrhea, or abdominal pain within 12 to 72 hours, it may be salmonella. You should report it to your health provider so they can let the CDC know about it.
And
as
people
well.
With immune problems, too. This is very serious.
Very much so.
Yeah. We had a birthday cake for my sister one time. It was a cheesecake. And I did not eat any. This was before I knew lactose. And everybody else ate some. And everyone was violently ill.
Ah, there's nothing worse than
there's
food poisoning.
Nothing worse. So we all said, you know, throw it away. The next day, I catch my sister-in-law downstairs eating another piece of the cake.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, what are you doing?
She's
like, it's worth it.
She's not a quitter.
She said it was worth it?
She refused to throw it away, even though she got sick every single day from the cake.
At that point in time, we just let her be. All right, rule of thumb. If what you've just eaten comes out of both ends, don't eat it again.
Stop eating it.
Hey, mister, I love hot peppers. That's kind of my same analogy as
yes,
the people
that's true.
Have those hot peppers.
I kept telling her, I was like, Nikki, I will buy you another cheesecake.
That's
Stop
amazing.
Eating that one.
Wow.
She must have eaten it for 2 or 3 days.
Kristen, let me ask you a question. In your lifetime, how many times have you moved?
Lifetime?
Packed up everything in boxes and had to move.
If I had to like make a genuine, not exaggerating, 22 times.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. My stepfather was in the Air Force, so we moved all the time.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. No fooling.
Oh, yeah.
I did the every year thing for about 10 years, maybe 15.
All right. Well, we got some advice for you. If you are moving sometime this summer, there are three mistakes that people make that we're going to pass on to you.
Yeah. The first one is packing boxes, books in one large box.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't lift it, and the box isn't designed to carry 1,000 pounds of books.
Right. All right. And a lot of times you're only putting like one strip of tape. So they're saying that, you know, sometimes you can get away with that, but if it are heavier objects, use multiple lines of tape and break up the books into smaller boxes.
Yeah, this makes my back hurt just thinking about it, you know?
Yeah,
for sure. Number two is not labeling your boxes correctly or clearly.
This is where Kristen is queen of labeling. She's taken our production department, and we can actually find things not only in the production van, but in the production department because she's a label promotion. Excuse me. She's a promotions expert and label expert.
I move the exact same way. Rubbermaid totes with all the labels of exactly what's in the box.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and that's what they say, and especially if you're using old boxes from previous moves, you may have a kitchen in, but you're not putting kitchen
not
items in the new one.
Yeah.
You want to mark off the old stuff. And then finally, making sure that you pack your fragile items properly.
Kristen's got a great hack for your wine glasses. What is it?
You pick up boxes from ABC or a liquor store, and they cut, like the wine boxes already have cardboard between the slots.
And the wine glasses will feel right at home inside
they're
of a wine box.
Home.
There you go. So we're going to go on to Netflix. We were just talking about the Emmy nominations. For the first time since 2001, HBO does not have the most nominations. Netflix does.
Over 100 or so,
122
right?
Emmy nominations.
Wow. I got to admit, they have 1,000 different programs, but
yeah, a lot of them are great, though.
No, no question about it.
That's the nice thing. It's unfortunate that you can binge watch them because then you're like, well, it's over. That was fun.
I mean, let's just a quick survey. I'm watching more streaming than network television. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't have network television.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the answer right there.
So,
what's network television?
So when it comes down to watching our TV programs, 48% of those in a recent survey found they prefer to watch TV programs alone to avoid having the experience ruined.
And the other 52% wouldn't admit they would rather watch it alone.
Exactly. You don't want to hurt your partner's feelings, but you do it.
Yeah, and the number one thing, 48% said that their partner's talking is the main course of annoyance. When they come in to watch the TV, and it's like, what's going on? What happened? Why are they doing this here?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm guilty.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all are,
we're
right?
We're guilty, of course.
Yeah, totally guilty. You know that I sing the words to every song here.
Mm-hmm.
I never know the name of the song or who sings it. The same exact premise applies to TV shows. So when Mitch comes in, what are you watching? I don't know.
It's on TV.
I really don't know.
Yeah. Modern technology also making top spots on the annoyance list with people pausing to do other things being an annoying thing. And then the buffering, that can also be a problem. Classic annoyances like volume level, spoilers, losing the remote, as well as nuisances including eating crunchy food, getting up for a toilet break, or using noisy appliances like the vacuum or washing machine during viewing can make for a party of one preferable when watching TV.
That is great. I'm guilty of this. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty. When I sit down and invest in a movie or a TV show, I'm going to watch from start to finish without getting up. Mitch does not do the same, which again reinforces why I don't watch them with
him. Is there a diaper involved with this? Because I got to put it on pause every now and then.
No. Yeah.
So let's talk. One final thing we talked about today was your phone in summer heat.
Yeah, we're going to be mid-90s today. So when if you take your phone can actually be permanently damaged by too much heat. Did you know that?
Yeah. And also you can lose a lot of those pictures that you never download on your phone and all that stuff here. So,
like at the beach, if you leave it out in the sun, you could be just frying the thing.
Right. So here's some tips. And keep in mind that a lot of manufacturers have different thresholds, but Apple iPhones themselves, after 95 degrees, that's the maximum temperature they're certified to operate
and if
internal.
You think your body temperature is 98 degrees, so they don't even recommend carrying it in your pocket.
Yes, that's exactly right, because you're actually
putting
heat off.
You could raise it above the specifications.
So I don't know how I'm going to live in life because it's always in my back pocket, but I guess I have to figure something else.
This iPhone 8 Plus, it only fits in my back pocket, so I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to roll the dice with this, you know?
They also say you want to make sure you're charging away from insulated materials because during the process of the phone charging, it actually creates heat. So, you know, you don't want to put it like on a styrofoam lid or something like that. And then I thought this was good here. If you're playing games or making a lot of phone calls when you're outside in the heat, it's actually your phone's working harder and generating more heat. Therefore, it could be prone to overheating. And then the number one thing is to make sure that you're not leaving your phone inside the car when you are when you leave. Because it reaches 113 degrees or more in minutes in a hot car. And as smart as it may sound to place your car or a phone in the freezer to cool it down, that's actually a very bad idea. It causes it to cool down too quickly, and the condensation, the moisture inside of it, actually condensates and causes your short circuit.
You'll probably kill your phone doing that. You know?
And with these things costing about $1,000 now, I don't want to mess it up at all.
Ooh.
Don't mess that up. And don't use your phone if it's charging, because holy hot.
Yeah. You can you put the Jiffy Pop on top of it and make some popcorn.
Yeah. I've often had to plug it in because it was dying and I was doing something and just I had to let it go.
Wow.
It gets so hot.
I'm at the point where my phone is like I can't get through half a day without it charging.
Yeah,
so
me too.
I refuse to buy a new phone quite yet because it's not worth $1,000 to me to buy a new phone. So I'm like now I have chargers everywhere. I'm also asthmatic, so I have inhalers everywhere. So now I have
just as many.
I have cords hooked up to power supplies, so I can put my phone anywhere.
Yeah,
like the rescue of the boys in that Thailand cave where they had to have oxygen bottles along the way to keep them breathing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So there you go. That's our show for today, Friday, July 13th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC. Ya.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.